So this is the new record, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So this continues the regional theme. And
it does. It continues, you know, being outdoors in the landscape. And
there's a triangle of music.
There's a triangle. Oh, there's more to come, too.
Well, I mean, the triangle from that goes from New Orleans.
Oh, that triangle. Yeah, they were talking about the three albums. Yes.
To Memphis.
Yeah.
To Nashville.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a Americana.
Yeah. Well, the area, the delta that starts in the lobby of, as they say, in the hotel in Memphis, and ends like on the river's edge in Vicksburg or something. Just the delta in there is always kind of been called the cradle of American music. That's a term that's been around for a while. And then they started thinking about expanding that to what's called the triangle, which of course then goes to the tip of Nashville. It goes all the way down. They just expanded it. It goes down to New Orleans and then over into Arkansas, so that they can grab Johnny Cash's neighborhood over there. But yeah, and then also a little more to the east, so you get Elvis's hood. So you pretty much get a much bigger area. And yeah, you know, it's where 99% of the influences of popular music came just from this geographical area. Wanted to expand it. I think it needs to be expanded just a little bit more and include Muhlenberg County from West Kentucky, because that's where the whole Merle Travis country, you know, alternating thumb picking thing really got its roots there. That ended up being what Chet Atkins was doing and Reed.
So, Shaking the Cradle is the second track on here, so you're shaking that cradle.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of an up-tempo. I guess I'm picking the up-tempo numbers, aren't I?
Pardon me?
I'm picking these up-tempo numbers of the ones I'm picking out for you to talk about.
Well, you know, you've heard the term, what's shaken. Well, the whole term is what's shaken in the cradle.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. What's shaking in the cradle?
Right on. And Swamped is the other. That was the tune that was like the theme of our road trip. Swamped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just a jumping little number. Anything else about this record? This is the brand new one. You're using SoundCloud to promote it in a way. I mean, social networking is really the way, one of the ways to market things. You're still using radio, but you have an active social networking presence.
Yeah, yeah. I like people. I like the whole network idea, and so it's kind of fun. I fit right into this. You know, I'm no Taylor Swift at it. That's for sure. She's obviously the big kingpin on that stuff. Bless her heart. She's just great. Love her to death. What she's doing, sticking up for everybody now too. Yeah, that whole Apple Music thing. Did you hear about that?
I heard about it, but you know what? It was Taylor Swift, so I didn't really pay attention to it.
You got it, man. Your prejudices will...
They're showing, I know.
No, Apple wanted, you know, they're really coming out with their new radio streaming.
Oh, and she's not letting her music be on.
Well, they wanted to do it for the first 3 months, from simple explanation. They wanted to do it and not pay the artists. And Taylor literally sent them a letter saying that ain't right.
Yeah.
And I guess they reversed their decision on account of her. She didn't necessarily say, you've got to do it because I'm going to take my music away. In fact, in the letter, she clearly states that that's not what this is about. This isn't about me.
It's about paying artists.
It's about, you know, where we all started. And, you know, this doesn't, so anyway. But yes, so we're, you know, the social network is happening on that. I think, you know, the interesting thing about Mississippi, it's kind of like, why? Why Mississippi? I mean, it's I've never lived there, although I visited there, and one of my early memory of childhood was when I went there with my parents. When my dad finished college in Bellingham in 1970, he'd gone 3.5 years straight. So we really didn't have any lengthy vacations during the summers because he went to summer school. He was just working. He says, well, the summer that I get off when I graduate, we'll go on a long, long vacation. So what do you say we like drive to Atlanta from Bellingham and turn around and come back? So That's what we did. We drove across the top down through Chicago and down through, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky, and over to Atlanta, and then came down through the Gulf States and up through the middle and on back. It was just fascinating, particularly the South. I mean, it was just, I just loved the air, the light, the taste that would be in your mouth. It was just different, you know.
How old were you? You were...
I was just between my freshman and sophomore year, so I was 15.
Pretty impressionable.
Yeah, really impressionable. And had been playing guitar for a few years, and of course, hearing a lot of music down there, and everybody just played, and, you know. But the interesting thing is that most of this material on Mississippi, I can actually play solo guitar. Not the case for Badlands. And certainly not the case for Southwest. Those are much more, even though there is orchestration on Mississippi and there's a full band, it's not, the songs came out in such a way that they're playable. And I think part of the reason for that is, and how Mississippi ended up was, that's the music that I would just sit around when I'm here by myself, just hanging out. Just what I choose to play is that sound. And now you can get the blues. Guys our age can get the blues one of two ways. You could have grown up listening to Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters, and you could have, you know, had a direct connection to those players. But if you lived on the West Coast, your connection to that music was through Keith Richards and Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page.
Jeff Beck.
Yeah. Yeah. Later on, Mark Knopfler. So I had those flavors in my music. I love that music. That's what I like to play, you know. I started putting this music together, and I'm sitting here going, all right, I kind of know where this is coming from. I knew from the get-go there was a lot more moisture in this record. Some of the music I wrote while I was down in Morro Bay in California, had a little cottage there for a few days, and looking out over this backwater area, which kind of looked like a backwater of the Mississippi. You couldn't see the ocean. It was this lagoonish area, and it was very, very moody, very gray. Also spent a few days in a hotel room on the Oregon side of the Columbia River, looking out over to Skamania. And so having that going on there. And then multiple trips down to that area and driving around just in the last few years.
That area being Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah. Yeah. Mostly, you know, I would base that in Nashville, but then just kind of running down into the Triangle and hanging out and taking day runs.
Because you're from Washington State, so we see Skamania, and we know it's a county, but without knowledge that that's a county name, somebody might think that's the Specials and the Selector. And it's Skamania.
Well, that's exactly why I love the term. And if you listen to Skamania, it has that whole English beat.
A little skip kind of thing.
It does. It's got, you know,
two-tone shoes and everything.
Yeah, it's got Gwen Stefani kind of the boys in the background there. You know, I do. I love that kind of music. And when, of course, I saw Skamania, I'm going, you mean Skamania?